Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jamar Chase suspended. What are you seeing from T. Higgins and the rest of the season?
Well, I mean, again, talent, plenty of talent. It's just the opportunities probably haven't been there. But when they've been given the opportunity and they've gone to them, you know, whether that's Yoshi Voss, that's Tinsley down the field, obviously T, deep threat, you know, took a slant to the house against Pittsburgh, tight window, you know, split the safeties. You know, so I don't think that they lack in talent. I think it's just been opportunity. So again, we'll have to do a great job, you know, trying to defend them, whether that be Brown or Higgins or anybody else. It's just it's a big challenge offensively.
This is the Christian Arcan Show on WEEI.
Hour number two here, Christian Arcan Show, WEEI. We're live in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. It's nice to have you with us here tonight on a Friday. Happy Friday, everybody. And to make it an even happier Friday, let's go to our guest line and welcome in. She's not really a guest. She basically lives here like the rest of us. And that would be our good friend, Megan Ottolini, joining us here on the program. How you doing, Mego?
I'm doing well. Happy Friday. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Great to talk with you. Before we get into the matchup here, I'm interested in what you think about this whole kerfluffle with ESPN, Stephen A., Cam Newton, Andy Hart, right at the middle of it, and, of course, Drake May.
Yeah, I would say Drake, in my mind, comes off pretty innocently in a lot of this, where him saying, Cam Newton, I don't even know what show he's on right now. I can understand how that would be taken offensively by a show host, but I think it's honest, so I didn't think that that was like what took it to the next level was the whole you're a liar, he's a liar thing, which is just crazy. It'll be interesting to see how Drake handles this because it's really the first time that he's ever had this kind of attention on him from a national media perspective in terms of like what he's saying, how he's interacting. But I think you and I, Arcan, both agree that like Cam Newton's analysis on this show in particular has not been good, let alone like great. Like it's just not even good.
It's not coherent. It's not, it's not lucid, you know?
It's so disappointing. Yeah, it's disappointing because I think that he could. Like I think he could provide an interesting perspective, but it just feels like it's meandering and very shallow. So It's good to have EEI's name out there, and good for Andy Hart. But at the end of the day, like I think Drake is kind of like he's just like catching all this shrapnel from these media people shouting at each other.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, he didn't have to say I don't know what show he's on. That was a choice that he made, and I thought it was a nice little dig.
Well, I thought in the moment he was just kind of saying like I genuinely have not been paying attention to national media and what they're saying, which I believe, especially for somebody his age. Like, I don't think even if you're not in the NFL and practicing at the time that show's on, I don't think a ton of 23-year-olds or necessarily engaging with traditional media the way that people like you and I do.
Most 23-year-olds probably aren't, but a 23-year-old who grew up idolizing Cam Newton and hearing him talk about him on the national televised show, like, I don't know, I feel like he at least saw the clip. Maybe he didn't know.
Intentional?
I don't think he knew. Maybe he didn't know exactly what show he was on, but I'm sure he saw the clip, right? You don't think he saw that clip?
I don't know. I'm still learning how much the coaching staff slash stretch behind the scenes gives to the players in terms of clips, whether that's media clippings of like stuff that people write or stuff that people are saying. Like, I don't know, because we always heard back in the day that Bill Belichick would give players everything.
Right.
I don't know yet if that's the kind of thing where good or bad, you know, these players get the same exposure. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't really see anything unless they seek it out. And some of them certainly seek it out, but Drake doesn't strike me as the kind of guy who has his name tabbed for alerts on social media.
Yeah, probably not. That being said, you sort of just mentioned this, but in the locker room now, there was, I'd say, that thing with Diggs on the boat and the bag of drugs or whatever that was, allegedly. That was probably the biggest thing. That was the biggest, like, Patriots national story, I'd say. And that was in the preseason. There hasn't really been a whole lot of discontent, not even discontent, but, like, drama, really, at all. This is probably the first taste of that for this team, this regime, Drake May in particular. How are they handling that, and how do you think it's, do you think it's something that can, you know, seep into the locker room and grow like a weed?
If it's anything that would seep into the locker room right now, I think the only effect that it would have would be their interaction with us, like with the media that goes into the locker room going like, man, they really like, or not even they being the media, but just like our guy got burned on answering a question and now Cam Newton's all over him. So I don't think it has any effect on the way that players' moods are or dealing with one another or game planning against the Bengals. Like, football-wise, I don't think it has anything to do with that.
Okay.
But will it make them a little more gun-shy about, hey, talking to us at their lockers? I haven't seen that this week. But I think overall, as the spotlight grows bigger on them, as they continue to have success, like, that's going to be tougher. You see it with young players a lot. Like, when young players start playing a lot more and their name starts getting bigger, it's like, okay, now the stakes are higher. You know, you're not the 49th guy on the roster who's just talking at his locker and knowing that, like, there's not a whole lot of attention on your name. I think the stakes just feel different.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. We're talking with Megan Ottolini. Mego joining us here on the program. The Bengals are not a good team, certainly by any definition. They're a very, very bad defense. However, the Patriots have let bad teams hang around this year. That's not been something that they've avoided when in their easy schedule. Is that something you foresee happening this weekend?
I wouldn't be shocked if Joe Flacco, the way that he has played over the last three games, is able to put some points up on the board. But as you mentioned, the defense is just so abysmal. And especially their rush defense, now Ramondre Stevenson, according to Mike Vrabel, all indications are that he's going to play on Sunday. So you have that 1-2 punch with him and Travion Henderson. Like, I think that it's going to be maybe a lighter workload of a day for Drake May, and they're able to do a lot on the ground. And I just don't, even if Joe Burrow comes back, which he has the, like, he's dancing around, he's doubtful officially right now, they have a less than 1% chance, the Bengals, of making the postseason. Even if he comes back, I think they're kind of toast. You know, their defense is so bad, and this Patriots offense is, you know, could be argued a top five, at least a top 10 offense in the league in most categories. So, you know, the run game will look better than it has for a lot of the season, I think, against this Bengals defense.
How's this defense going to adjust to life without Milton Williams for a while? I know maybe the Bengals won't pose the toughest test there, but this is a team that a big part of their defensive identity is their run defense, and Milton Williams was a huge part of that.
Yeah, it's surprising because I think in the immediate aftermath or just when that injury happened with the ankle, it seemed like, I don't know what your read was, Christian, but I felt like, oh, okay, like, this is not a big deal. They're keeping him out of the game more as a precautionary thing. And then he goes on IR. I think they're going to have to cobble together a couple guys and maybe somebody like Elijah Ponder, who has been great through the last two games, is going to become a little bit more prominent, but they're definitely going to need to lean on Barr more and have him look a little bit more like the guy he was at the end of the season 2 years ago before he had the blood clot issues last year. But it's not going to be any one guy, I think, who falls into that Milton Williams role. You're paying him that money for a reason. And while he's out, I think it's going to take two or three guys in a rotation to try to even make up like two thirds of what he supplies.
Yeah, it's a big void to fill for sure. And really, I mean, a testament to Mike Vrabel and the great offseason that he had. I mean, you're talking about a defense that's been just completely reimagined, and they're not perfect by any means. They don't have a good pass rush, but what they do well, they do very, very well, and it seems like that's kind of floated them for a lot of the games that they've played here, not letting teams run all over them. Although lately, you know, the last couple of teams they played are averaging about 5 yards a carry, which brings me to my next question here. With Ramondre Stevenson being back, and Henderson obviously breaking out in these last two games, how is that going to be handled by Mike Vrabel and Josh McDaniels?
So it's, you know me from the Sunday show, I'm of the mind that I want to see a lot more Travion Henderson. I just think that he is going to be the future of this run game. His explosiveness, the way that he can, when he breaks through contact, just take it to the house, is something that you just don't see from Ramondre Stevenson. But I would not be, I would be more surprised if we see Travion Henderson getting the bulk of carries and, you know, the starting position and the major workload in this game. Like, that would surprise me. I think it's going to go back to what we saw for most of the season so far, before that Browns game injury, where it's going to be Ramondre, you know, with, I don't know, 60%, 65% of the workload. Travion gets 25%, and then the rest is for Terrell Jennings, and because it looks like he's trending towards playing, although that's so low up in the air. So last time I checked, so I think that's kind of how it's going to play out.
Okay, you know, I think these are good games to sort of get that type of stuff in order before you get to the tougher games on the schedule here. What do you think about the criticism? And it's not a criticism that is keeping them off of power rankings, you know, high on the power rankings, but it is keeping them sort of on the outskirts of the Super Bowl and the odds in Vegas. What do you think about this idea that it just, it's an easy schedule, and that's really what this team is, a team just benefiting from an easy schedule?
It's real. I agree with it. It's an easy schedule. Like, they have an incredibly soft schedule, and on top of that, if they catch the Bengals without Joe Burrow, it's another one of these instances where they have seen teams like Tampa without a couple of their top weapons. They would see the Bengals without Joe Burrow. Now, when they've had the two chances to go out there and prove it against really good teams in Tampa, even without those weapons, and on the road both occasions, but also in Buffalo, they have taken care of business. So you have two examples at least where you can say they went in there and they got good wins against those teams. But it's valid. Like, don't you think it's valid, Arcan?
Sure.
What can they do? There's not much more they can do other than go on the road and take care of business against Baltimore and see Buffalo at home and beat them again. And then you really can't say anything about the schedule because they've handled every formidable team on the schedule. But yeah, they were a terrible team last year, so they have a very soft schedule this year. And they've done everything, really, excepting the Raiders and Steelers games, that they can to prove how seriously they should be taken.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think that if they had lost to, if their two losses were to Buffalo and to Tampa, then I'd say, yeah, they're just beating up bad teams on the schedule, but they beat those teams. So, you know, like, it's going to come down to what happens against Buffalo the second time and certainly against your Baltimore Ravens there. But yeah, I would say in general, You're right on about that. As for the rest of the AFC, what were your takeaways from Josh Allen getting his lunch fed to him by the Houston Texans last night?
I had a moment where I wondered, is it possible that there is some kind of Freaky Friday scenario between Josh Allen and Drake May? Because Drake May looks like Josh Allen from last season, from his MVP season. And Josh Allen last night looked a little bit like rookie Drake May. Mm. And the mistakes and him just kind of looking lost in where he was on the field or in a play or how much room he had in the pocket. So I think that Buffalo, I don't want to take away from that Sunday night win, because I really think that that was a turning point for their season and their identity of who this Patriots team is. But that Buffalo team is not the team that they were last year. And I just look across the parity in the league. This is feels a little cliche at this point. There aren't historically great teams in the league this year. And it's even more reason that I think that the Patriots have a real shot at being a contender. And we should talk about them that way. And 2 weeks from now, we'll probably hear the national media talking about them that way. This is a real contender.
Sure. Once they're done making up the controversies about Drake May and Andy Hart. With that said, are there any teams in the AFC, the Chiefs, obviously no one wants to see them, but are there any of these teams, right, certainly at the top, you know, with you right now, with the Patriots, the Colts, the Broncos, you know, the Chargers, those type of teams, do any of them scare you?
I think the Broncos defense has to be scary. But again, as I say, like, there's no historically great or even really great teams out there. I don't feel like there is a very complete team where you look at them and say, other than the guy who's quarterback, like Kansas City having Patrick Mahomes, like, there's no reason that the Patriots can't go in one-on-one in a game, like that one game, and beat them, you know? And I don't see any big bad. And it'll be interesting to see how Lamar looks when they play the Ravens in a couple weeks down in Baltimore in December. But I don't, do you feel like there's anybody out there who's a real challenger? Like, I don't feel like there's anybody out there who is totally unbeatable in the AFC.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't know if the Patriots are, but I'd put them up there with any of those, any of the big three right but now. I'd say they could beat Denver or Indy.
They're in the mix for anybody, I think. And it's a great place for them to be at this point. We were talking about, like, do we even talk about this as a rebuild at this point, Arcan? Like, do we still say rebuild? Are they still rebuilding, or are they just rebuilt?
I stopped saying rebuild after 6-2, so 9-2, the rebuild's way over. That's where I'm at. But, yeah, I mean, but mostly it was because I think when you're talking about a rebuilding team, you make excuses for rebuilding teams. There's no excuse to be made here for these Patriots now. You're 9-2. The expectations are what they are. What would you consider a disappointing end of the season here? Obviously, missing the playoffs would be a huge disaster, but what would you consider, like, disappointing, like bare minimum disappointing?
I got to say, at this point, if they're not in the conference championship game, that would be a disappointment to me. I think they should at least be able to get as far as Washington did last year. They're not completely mirror images of each other in terms of the seasons that they're having, but they do have similarities. And if they don't get to that, I'll be a little disappointed. I will feel like, oh, man, there were some flaws to this team that were glossed over in the schedule that they were seeing. I'm not saying that they're fool's gold. I'm not saying that, but
okay, Cam.
I think we would look at them a little different if they don't make the conference championship.
Yeah, that's about where I am too. Megan Ottolini, great stuff as always. We'll talk to you on Sunday, Mego, with Football Sunday. You, meet Ted Scheim, and the rest of the gang, looking forward to it.
All right. Thanks, Christian. See you Sunday.
Later, Mego. That is Mego joining us here on the Christian Arcan Show. Good stuff, as always, from her. And, of course, her and I, Ann Scheim, and Tommy Kern, and Ted, and Wiggy, and everybody else, Thomas Crucifulli, will all be together on Sunday at 10 o'clock getting you ready for Patriots and the Bengals. I have some more thoughts on that. Some more thoughts on this drama right now with ESPN. And not even really so much the substance of it. I think we've essentially beaten that one to death. But just the idea that this is the first time this locker room has had to deal with this kind of thing. You know, it's Mike Vrabel as the head coach of the Patriots with Drake May as his quarterback. This regime that we're dealing with right now, this is their first real taste of this. And I wonder if it's going to leave any kind of impact, leave a little scar, or maybe have a different kind of effect. I guess we'll all find out. First, here's Joe Braverman. He'll get you caught up on what's trending. The phone number is 617-779-7937. Here's Joe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've been in the league a little while, so he's taught me a lot since I've been here. I mean, even in my 11th year of playing football, so don't ever stop learning, like no matter how long you've been playing the game. And I feel like his approach to the game, he's a little bit of a genius, so he's been seeing it a lot. He understands flows of the game. He understands being aggressive and being smart. So
that was proud papa, Steph Diggs. You see those pictures? Real cute. Of the new baby. Real cute pictures. I love baby pictures. Oh, boy. It's just, because I don't know. I've always, you know, when my cousins would have kids, it was, then you get, I just, you know, little babies are great. They're so funny. They do funny stuff. Babies do funny stuff. Toddlers do funny stuff, too. I once heard a guy describe a toddler, like a 1 to 2 year old, as like having a little drunk guy in your house, and it's true. They're walking around, they're dirty, they're no shirt, stumbling around. It's great. It's not for everyone, but I think it's great. Anyway, congratulations to the Diggs/B household. And that was Steph Diggs talking about Josh McDaniels. Says he's a little bit of a genius, which offensively I don't disagree with. I think as a head coach he falls a little short of the genius label, but when it comes to being an offensive coordinator, certainly here in New England, with young quarterbacks, with Tom Brady, with washed-up Cam Newton, with whoever, he manages to get the best out of them, to the point where I think he should be included in conversations about some of the great all-time offensive minds, and just strictly on offense, you know, the Turners and the Marchabrotas and, you know, the Walshes and guys like that. I think that that's certainly fair. And I think that this year, what we're seeing from him and what we're seeing from this offense this year, in comparison to last year to be sure, but in comparison to anything, this is an offense that with different players, Bill Belichick ran completely into the ground. With Drake May playing for a good amount of last year, this offense was still pretty bad. And now here comes Josh McDaniels riding back in on that white horse. And he has been fantastic. I mean, really fantastic. And when something happens, like what happened this week with Drake May and Cam Newton and Stephen A. Smith and all of that, for a young team, for a new team, they're young, but they're also new. Like, this is a new, everything's new. They're on their third coach in 3 years, okay? It's very new. Something like that happens. It's very interesting to see how a coach like Mike Vrabel and a young player like Drake May handle it. So far, I think they've all said the right things. May took a little dig. Smith and Newton came back at him. I don't think you're going to hear much else. Although, Although, if Drake May throws for 400 yards and four touchdowns, and maybe, I don't know, rushes for a touchdown, and maybe, I don't know, does the Superman thing again, well, that would be pretty cool. That would be pretty cool. First time he did it, it was like reverential. This is my guy, this is my hero. You know, I'm doing it for him. Now it's, hey, now I'm Superman. And you're the guy hating on me on TV. Hate on this, Superman. Clark Kent, right here. Boom. He can keep this going if he wants to. He certainly can. And if they go out there and ball out again, number one, it's good for Drake because what's Cam going to say? They beat it. You already said that, Cam. You already talked about how they're cubic zirconia middle of the mall and they're just beating bad teams. You're going to come back to that whole thing after Drake has a big time game? Just, you know, I think that's not going to be great for him. I would imagine, it's not Belichick anymore, and I think people do forget that sometime. But I would imagine that Vrabel is probably saying, all right, we're not talking about this anymore. We said our piece, they said their piece, we got a game to worry about, we got a team to go play. And I would guess, even though I know Vrabel's not trying to have it all be buttoned up all the time like Bill did, but also not quite anybody say whatever they want to all the time like Jerod Mayo. Jerod Mayo was like, I don't care if the players come up to the podium and rip me after the game. And it's like, you don't? You don't? Really? You don't see that very often, Jerod. Like, I would be upset on your behalf if someone did that. After the game, like, here comes Jacoby Brissett up to the podium. You know, Jerod Mayo really screwed us today. We had no chance with that coach out there. May would have been like, sure, yeah, whatever, he's expressing himself. So you've got to strike a medium, I think, between those two things. I do think Mike Vrabel has done a terrific job this year of letting these guys be themselves to an extent. He's not afraid to drop the hammer, as Christian Barmore. There were a lot of reports that he was pretty tough on Steph Diggs after the pink bag or whatever that was on the yacht. And him, I think he missed a day of camp or something. There was, I don't know if it was a whole blow up, but there was a talking to. They had a sit down. They had a talking to. And Steph Diggs has reacted to that about as well as you could possibly hope. Any fear that you had about Steph Diggs and what kind of influence he would be in this locker room is completely gone. It's out the door. It's poof. Nothing. I don't even know that it could be turned around at this point. He's been such a good influence and such a productive player, and so ready to defer to all these other people and defer to the coordinator and the quarterback and everybody else. You almost wonder, like, what happened to this guy? This is not what his personality was like at any of the other stops along the way. Maybe in Houston last year, I don't know, he tore his ACL pretty early on in the season. But it is interesting. 617-779-7937. I think the leadership of Mike Vrabel, the leadership of guys in that locker room like Steph Diggs, veteran leaders in that locker room, I think is going to be pretty much all you need to insulate Drake May and the rest of the young players on that team from this drama with ESPN. I think that they're in good shape to do that. I think they have a call. That's why you build a culture in your locker room. You build a culture in your locker room for moments just like this. Now we'll see how strong it is. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phones. Good friend Jay is down in North Carolina. Hi, Jay.
Hey, Chris. I got a bone to pick with you, Arkan.
Oh, go right ahead.
I said that the Patriots schedule was soft, and you said I'm a skeptic. And then twice, not once, but twice, you said they had an easy schedule on the radio tonight. Don't get me wrong. A 2-9 record is not favorable, but a 9-2 record, there is some substance to the Patriots' success. But if they can do to these teams, what if they can do to the Broncos, the Rams, and the Eagles, even if they can just hold their own, I'll get the pom poms out, Chris. But as I say right now, I'm reserving judgment, and I don't want to get punched in the nose by being called a skeptic. But I wanted to say that I'm in reserve for the Patriots, but I want to see them get to the Patriots and do exactly what they're doing in this season.
Okay.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Jay. Appreciate it. I don't remember calling him a skeptic. I'm not going to say the man's lying. I'm not going to call him a liar, Stephen A. Smith style. I will say I don't recall doing that. But I do think, and I just said this to Mega, I do think that that argument holds a lot more weight if their losses were to the two teams with the winning records. But they beat those teams. They lost early on in the season. They have had an easy schedule. I don't disagree with you. But to say that that's the only reason they're in the position that they're in ignores the fact that they've beaten good teams. Or, you know, in Buffalo's case, a team that has been at the top of the AFC East for a while now. And they're about to give that right back to the Patriots, it looks like. Which I was not expecting. I was not expecting that to happen anytime soon. I thought that Buffalo would be running that division for at least another 3-4 years. Maybe if Drake May turned into something, you could get, you know, you could sneak in there somehow. But I was not expecting that in 2025. And yet, here we are. It's pretty great. Waiting to make a call on the Patriots like that because you're still skeptical is fine. And there are things about this team that you can be skeptical about. For example, their pass rush is still pretty, I don't know, it's not bad. It's not like it's terrible, but it's not good. You watched a good pass rush last night. That Houston pass rush, that is a scary pass rush. You had Hunter and Anderson coming off those edges. They reminded me of Tuck and Strahan, like not no joke. Like they were on Josh Allen almost every snap. He did not have a lot of time to look around. At the end of that game, he was seeing ghosts. That's not the type of defense this team plays. And I will say this. The Patriots went up against a tough pass rush like that in Cleveland. And Cleveland got to him. Miles Garrett got to him. They say he sacked him 5 times. Cleveland was on Drake May in that game. And in the third quarter, they couldn't do anything. They had no answers. They had no answers for the adjustments that May made. They had no answers for the adjustments that Josh McDaniels made. The Patriots blew them off the field in that third quarter, and they never recovered. And that was in a game where they were getting to Drake May. And normally, I always said this. I said it in the Tom Brady years. I still think it's important to, you know, reiterate now. When a team looks unstoppable, the Chiefs, the Patriots, whoever, when a team looks unstoppable, usually the only way to stop them, the only way to really get to them, is the pass rush. That's it. And that's why I consider that Cleveland win to be the best win of the season for the Patriots this year. I still think that. I think that was their best win. That was Cleveland's not the best team they played, but in terms of like first quarter to fourth quarter, all four quarters, that I think was their best win. I do. I thought that third quarter was their best quarter of the year. And all in all, they've had wins against better teams. But I look at a postseason matchup, and I think about, you know, Houston potentially being a team that you play wild card weekend or maybe in the division round in Foxborough. And can they withstand that kind of pass rush? Well, they withstood it against Cleveland. They withstood it against Miles Garrett. Is Cleveland really good? No. Is Houston really good? No. They're fine. They're up over 500 now. They're, you know, more in the hunt than the Chiefs are. But they're not really good. Davis Mills is their quarterback. Like, of course they're not really good. But that could be a team that could present a big-time matchup problem. And if the Patriots did not take care of business against Cleveland, I'd be much more worried about it. That's the thing. Almost every team, other than the Chiefs, and with the Chiefs, it's about their resume. It's not about the team this year. The Chiefs this year are pretty unremarkable. And that's considering the fact, like, you look at the Ravens, they missed Jackson for a whole bunch of games. The Chiefs have had Mahomes and their guys playing every week, basically. Give or take, like, you know, a handful of people. But not their main guys have all been there. And this is what they're producing. So, I don't want to see Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. Other than that, I don't really fear anyone. I don't fear the Broncos. I don't fear the Colts. I don't really fear the Ravens. I don't fear the Bills. I don't fear the Chargers. The Steelers, none of them. I'm not there. I think that the Patriots, they can show cracks in the armor. And if that's the case, maybe I'll feel differently. But they're on this crazy win streak. They're playing better than all those teams. And none of them really scare me. Yes, Joe.
You did say earlier in the show that, I don't know if it's specifically you didn't want to face the Texans, but you didn't want to face, like, the Texans defense. You did say that earlier.
Yeah. I mean, I'd rather not, if it's between that and that. But am I scared of that Texans team? Scared of the pass rush.
Not wanting to face them and not fearing them, I guess. Two different.
I just said, I mean, you know, Cleveland was, if they hadn't handled Cleveland the way they did, I'd be much more scared about the Texans. I'd be much, like, they would be real boogeymen to me. Because the Patriots, Drake May does get sacked a lot, right? But they still win in spite of that. So, yeah, I mean, listen, Houston, that's not a defense that's going to be fun to go play. What they did to Josh Allen last night was, you'd sit up and take notice of that, absolutely. But do I really fear them? No. Especially not if Davis Mills is their quarterback. I don't like that pass rush. I would fear the pass rush, I guess. That could maybe, you know, flip the scales to their favor a little bit. But am I scared of the Houston Texans? Patriots could definitely beat them. The only team that I think the Patriots probably wouldn't beat in the playoff game right now is the Chiefs. And I don't know that the Chiefs are even going to be there. It's looking like they won't. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Quick break. When we come back, some of you listening at night, I don't know if people listen at different times of day. Those who listen at night, I don't know if they always listen to the other shows on the station in the morning, for example. You know, it's a long day. The midday show. If you listen to the midday show today, then you heard my name a bunch because I was all over the midday show today. In fact, it may have been my best showing on the midday show ever. And I'll explain what I mean with all of the sound and audio from Jones and Keefe today and my big day on Jones and Keefe right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
617-779-7937 is the phone number. Happy Friday, everybody here. It's the Christian Arcan Show. Only 3 hours tonight. We're going until 9 o'clock. And then we're shutting it down. Well, actually, no, we're not. Boomer and Valente from 9 till 10. And then you won't hear from me again until Sunday morning, bright and early, 10 a.m. Ironically, after Boomer and Valente, which also airs on Sunday morning right before we start with Football Sunday, it's myself, Teddy, Chris Scheim, Mego, and the rest of the gang. It's a lot of fun and the number one stop on your radio dial for all the NFL pregame you can possibly handle right here in one place at WEEI, Boston Sports Original. All right, on the subject of WEEI, Boston Sports Original, as many of you probably know, I am an avid listener of all the shows on this station, especially the show right before mine. I love WEEI Afternoons. I love Hillman in the Morning, and I love Jones and Keefe. I used to listen to Jones and Keefe all the time. It was the show back in the in another lifetime ago, but I was a big fan of that show. I worked with Jones on the next iteration of that show. And
hey, it's Jones.
Yeah, hello, Jones. And the two of them, I think, do a fantastic job in the midday. I'm a big, big fan of that show. I listen every day. And today was a big day for me on that show. It really was. As you know, on Fridays, they do a week in review segment. And in the week in review segment, they have the brags of the week. And there's usually several nominees, as there was today, all people from the station, two people from the morning show, and then little old me here at night going up against the likes of Courtney and Shime, two of the biggest braggarts around. It was an uphill battle for me. But just through sheer force of will, I was able to lock down the brag of the week. I went to college in Colorado.
Sick brag, bro.
And then I worked out there until about 2009.
Sick brag, bro.
I lived out there for 8-9 years.
Sick brag, bro.
I lost money I didn't even have.
Sick brag, bro.
I've never been shot.
Sick brag, bro.
I got shot with a BB gun once.
Sick brag, bro.
I believe Jones called that a five-leg parlay of sick brags. I mean, it really was. That right there landed me the brag of the week, and there's so many people to thank. I'd like to thank my cousin for shooting me with the BB gun, which was the big one there. I mean, that really sort of took it all home. I would like to thank my Denver Broncos fan friends out in Colorado that I was in school with, who would always want to make bets with me with the Patriots Broncos. They should be thanking me since they won all my money, and then I had to owe them for like years. So really, they should thank me for that, but I have to thank them because without that, I wouldn't have been able to have those sick brags. And last but not least, I want to say thank you to myself, like Fred X. Thank you to myself. If it wasn't for me, I wouldn't be able to brag about anything. So there you go. And that wasn't all. That wasn't all. That wasn't my only moment of glory on Jones and Keefe today. As you also know, during Grab Bag, actually, what they played one of my grab bags that I did. So I did the show with Jones. I came in with like three grab bag sounders, and they played one of them today. They played the Biggie Smalls one. That was cool. At the end of Grab Bag, they have a little segment called the Random Baseball Player of the Day. Now, Jones and Keefe are right around my age. I know I'm a little older than Jones. I think I'm a little older than Keefe, too. But we're in the same, you know, the same demo, basically. We're all millennials. And their Random Baseball Player of the Day generally draws from the era that I was the most active as a baseball fan, was playing fantasy baseball very regularly, was in like 5 or 6 different leagues. I don't play any fantasy sports leagues anymore now. All the leagues that me and my friends were in, we all sort of just, it all faded away. No one really kept up with it. I feel bad about that, too, because that was fun. It was a fun way to keep in touch with people, but it just, you know, I mean, you grow up and then things happen. Plus, gambling got legalized, and I think we all just got obsessed with that and sort of let all the fantasy stuff fall by the wayside. Either way. The 90s, the late 90s, mid to late 90s through, I don't know, 2008, maybe a little later than that, like 2010. That era was when I was the most active in fantasy baseball, and that is the era that they draw from. And today, their Random Baseball Player of the Day was someone that I and I alone recognized. Take a listen here.
I have can't imagine. Is this right? John Vanderwall?
He got it. Wow.
John Arcan. Hold on. Stop it right there. So, for those who don't know, if I happen to be listening around the time of the Random Baseball Player, which is most days I have it on, it's right around like 1:40. If I know it, I'm texting Jones. I'm not going to get on the text line. They're not going to know it's me. I want them to know that it's me guessing. So I text Jones. Sometimes I text Jones and Keith. But I know Jones checks his phone during the segment to see if I've texted him. And sometimes they get it really quick.
Sometimes I don't know it, but when I know it, I know it. Like, you know, I'm very confident. I don't think I've ever texted Jones and been wrong about one that I actually guessed on. Every time I guess, and it takes, you know, for me to guess, I'm pretty sure. It's like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, you know? Final answer, I know. And the way they were describing it, talking about a guy played for the Rockies, played for the Yankees. When he said the Yankees, that's what tipped it off. He was given the numbers, and I was thinking about the teams. And he was on the Rockies before I moved out to Colorado, but I remember that people still talked about him out there. And I was like, I know this. I know the answer to this. It's John Vanderwall. And when you listen to that segment, the longer it goes on, Lanny usually gets it. Nick gets it sometimes. Jones gets it sometimes. He rarely gets it. The one time I did that show, the answer was Jose Molina. I got it live on the air. So for everyone thinking, oh, you just look it up, Arcan. No, I don't. Most of the time, I don't even guess because I have no idea. But today, I knew it. I knew they were talking about John Vanderwall. I texted Jones, John Vanderwall, and go ahead and play it again.
Arcan Vanderwall.
Arcan! Wow!
Incredible.
That is incredible.
John Vanderwall.
Oh, what a day for Arcan. Brag of the week and the random baseball player.
No, it's going really
which
good.
Actually, people on the text line.
A couple of people had it.
A couple of people did have it. That's amazing.
Oh. You're my Vanderwall.
They had a bunch of other good wall jokes after that. Love that show. I really do. I enjoy the hell out of that show. And I was just glad to be able to contribute in any way that I could today. With a multi-tiered brag of the week. You know what's crazy about that is they could have had so many more. They really could have. I talked about myself a lot this week. I'm not sure why. I talked about when I broke my jaw and I got that big jug of liquid Percocet. There's a brag of the week right there. I talked about when I was working at the bar in Lafayette and I was out on the patio and these cops all arrested a guy for a hate crime with the table I was waiting on. That could have been a brag of the week. But they only had so much time and there was just so many brags. So you know what? I'm going to have to space them out a little bit. But I think if I really set my mind to it, I could be like the 90s Bulls of the brag of the week. Like, I could, like, three-peat. I could make it a whole thing. I don't know if anyway. Because I beat Courtney saying I went to BC. Sick brag. And Shimes was pretty good because he was like, I've been to London many times. And he said it with some real some real sauciness. It's great. But they just couldn't withstand the sheer force of Fitzy said it right. I basically carpet-bombed the brag of the week. There was no room for anybody else.
I've been to London multiple times.
Sick brag, bro.
Like that one was pretty good. But you can't handle like five brags in a row. And I was relentless this week. Relentless this week. Oh, they also could have had the time when I put the electric shock collar on. Yeah. Except that wasn't really a brag. My cousin won that, not me. He wore it longer than I did, so that's not really a brag.
That's it. Rematch.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not doing that again. Anyway, that was my big day on the midday show. Thought you'd all enjoy that. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We got your 8 o'clock headlines coming up. We got your Arcan Fire, and we got Clickbait presented by Courtney Cox. It's her new favorite segment. She said it again today. We'll have all that for you coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour on the Christian Arcan Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.